Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley from Inside Carolina here, and I've got Dewey Burke. And Dewey, I want to ask you about Luke May. 33-17 against NC State. May continues to erase any doubts about his level of ability, and now he's just becoming a video game stat for North Carolina. Your thoughts on his progression this season and his continued production for the Heels?
We're talking about somebody that's beginning to start to rewrite record books, which is just incredible to think about. I think Coach Williams gets irritated sometimes when we talk about him as a walk-on, because he was a highly, highly recruited walk-on who Coach knew was eventually going to get a scholarship. But for our starting big man to be able to, in the same game, have 17 rebounds, catch and shoot a ball at 30 feet, take two dribbles and drill a three, make the moves in the post, make floaters, make mid-range jumpers, dunk the ball, and do all the things he did, speaks to his incredible skill level, his incredible confidence, and the incredible confidence that our staff has in him. And I'll leave you with this, Tommy. My understanding is that if he keeps it up and keeps shooting the ball from three as he has been, that he will finish this season as the first person in NCAA history to shoot better than 45% from three and average more than 10 rebounds. We're talking about a player who came in three-star recruit, whatever he was, that is setting NCAA records. I'm glad he's on our team.
Luke May and the Tar Heels moving up in the ACC standings. 8-5 now, sitting in the four spot. Notre Dame comes to the Smith Center on Monday night at 7 p.m.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.